Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess tonight, Melinda Carver. Here are your positive shout-outs to get that in and around you, no matter where you are. Our first positive shout-out goes to April the Giraffe at the Animal Adventure Park in New York, who finally, after 2 months of waiting and enthralling millions of people all around the world, finally had her calf on Saturday. She had a little boy. The zoo is hosting a name contest, so if you go to the Animal Adventure Park website, you can make your dollar donation and put in your name for the new baby giraffe. Our next positive shout-out tonight goes to the Monkey's House. It's a hospice for terminally ill dogs with no hope of adoption. It's run by Michelle and Jeff Allen, who go to different shelters and rescuing those dogs that are old, have cancer, they have heart problems or diabetes, and they bring them to their 6-acre farm so that they can live out their life with some love and special attention. Michelle and Jeff usually have 20 to 30 dogs that they take care of, you know, until one passes. So if you want to learn more about Monkeys, M-O-N-K-E-Y apostrophe S, House, Monkeys House, you can make donations to them for all the good that they do for the animals around the dogs in that area. So those are your positive shout-outs tonight. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the free on-demand episodes of Positive Perspectives featuring great authors, TV stars, and sound healers, and so much more, all for you free here on Positive Perspectives. Tonight's guest is my dear friend, Kelly Bowman. Kelly is the founder of the very successful Gift of Light Metaphysical Expos in Ohio and various other cities in the country. She is a psychic medium and energy healer. She helps connect you and scan your being to provide you energy healing. She connects you to the spirit realm. Kelly has appeared on radio, expos, conferences, and corporate events all around Ohio. She's available for private sessions, and she also leads a great ghost tours in Columbus, Ohio. So please welcome to the show, Ms. Kelly Bowman. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is your day going through this Mercury retrograde?
Oh, it's been testing me, trust me. Even the people who know about Mercury being in retrograde still get tested.
Yes. It's So for everybody listening, Mercury retrograde messes with your computer, your laptops, your tablets, your cell phones, emails, texts, phone calls, everything goes haywire. Even your electrical appliance,
communication.
Your car. Yes. Yes. And people get egg on their face all the time during the next 3 weeks until May 3rd when it goes direct again. Oh, I'm having so much fun with this Mercury retrograde in the last 5 days. I just want it to be over.
I wonder if there's something that we can do specifically during Mercury being in retrograde that would counterbalance what happens. That would be fun.
Go to a hut somewhere? I don't know.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, you can say, I don't want to talk to that person. I'm not going to answer that call, you know. Oh, got lost in Mercury retrograde. Oh,
yeah.
You know, I sent emails today, and then they, poof, disappeared out of my sent folder. I don't know where they are. So, yeah, it's just been that kind of day. So I'm hoping that Miss Kelly brings us up in those positive vibrations today.
Let's just
you're
put
so
it
good
this
at
way,
doing.
Melinda. I haven't checked my email today, and I don't plan on it. There's a plan.
I know. That is a good one. I know. That's a good one. So tonight, Kelly is joining us to talk to us about the secrets of the spirit realm. So she's going to tell us how you can raise your energy to connect strongly with those spirits, and what do spirits think about us and what we are doing in our day-to-day life? Do they pop in when we're in the shower shaving our legs? And what issues do they feel strongly about? So today is Kelly Bowman, psychickellybowman.com. Woo-hoo. So, Miss Kelly, how often are you in the shower shaving your legs or washing your hair or singing, because I know you sing too, and a spirit pops in to give you an update or make comments about what shampoo you're using?
Well, if you see spirits that often, I'd say maybe you need to go to a doctor. But for people who are sensitive and that they do see spirits quite often, I don't really have a lot of people pop up while I'm in the shower. It's pretty unexpected unless summoned and the portals are open on purpose. I would say I had an interesting moment last week while on vacation in Florida. I felt energy in a hotel that it was beyond me. I couldn't even help myself. Like, there was so much going on that land that I remember remarking to my boyfriend. And then, without my daughter hearing me, my daughter walked up to me and said, "Is there a weird vibe in here to you?" And I said, "Yes, it's spirit energy." So we felt that spirit energy then also. I even felt, I heard something in the room actually when we were all sleeping. If they're standing here, they're just getting to hear about this. Glad I didn't scare them at the time, but because not everybody's going to welcome that, you know? So it just depends on who's comfortable with it. If there's someone specific that you would like to invite in, you make that intent very specific and direct that that's who you're talking to. I've had an uninvited guest that was actually my fault. They were invited, but not specifically by name. So that posed an issue. And that's how I learned the hard way.
Yes, because it's easy to raise your energy to connect with those spirits. But how can people connect stronger? So if they make their intent and they're very specific that they want grandma to come in and grandma appears, how can they keep that connection longer than 15 seconds or 30 seconds, Kelly?
Well, they need to communicate with grandma and say, "Listen, here's the situation. I've summoned you here, and I would like for you to visit me on such and such time." Now, you will summon somebody sometimes, and they may not come to you for a day, 3 days, 7 days, but eventually they will come. It's just, it's not always it is a hit or miss at times. If you're specifically having a seance and you open the four points portals, you will, I mean, you've got like a 99.9% chance that they'll come through. Now, spirits that come through don't necessarily want to talk all the time. You know, you'll have somebody and I'll say, so-and-so's here, but they're not really in the mood to say much, but there's someone else with them, and then I'll mention that person by name to see if that's a brother of theirs, possibly someone else that wants to discuss something, and they will come through and talk. That I find quite fascinating because you don't know who you're going to meet from the other side at times, and it can be quite pleasant.
And fun, and sometimes they tell jokes and make fun of what we're wearing or our newfangled idea.
Yeah, they'll make fun of us. Yeah, sometimes they'll crack jokes or say something. Or I'll say, what is this? They're telling me about the beads or beads, shiny beads, maybe pink beads, and they'll know exactly what I mean. Or, you know, something really specific that comes through. It's just amazing what I see. You know, what we all see as mediums and sensitives, when those portals are opened and those people are summoned, their spirits. This is a thing, too. A lot of times, I always like to use this movie as an example, Melinda, because a lot of people don't realize this, but if you've ever seen the movie The Others with Nicole Kidman, it seems like an eerie movie, but at the end you realize what's going on. So I won't spoil it for everybody. But if you haven't seen the movie The Others, I suggest you watch it, because a lot of times we don't realize what the spirits are thinking or who the spirits are. You know, are we in a dream state? Where are we? Who are we? And so the whole question of existence comes in. The whole question of dimensions comes in. Right now I'm actually studying the fifth dimension more than ever, because I feel that it's an important part of our current lives in the third dimension on this earth to connect to the fifth dimension and merge with the fifth dimension so that we can be the best possible version of ourselves that we can be. And so I think that will change our quantum world as we know it.
Well, Kelly, how come so many people, you know, that are living, breathing, walking this earth want to connect with spirits? What is the fascination with the spirit world?
Well, I feel that, I mean, and you can vouch for this, because I think I have a friend, Victoria Park, sitting here with me too. Also, you and I, we've all had these people pass on us. You know, these loved ones close to us, really close, immediate family members, and we've lost a lot of people. And when you lose a lot of people, you lose your current connection in this dimension, on this earth. So you either reach out to God, you pray to your spirit guides, you ask for forgiveness, you want to connect with this person, you want to say something to them, maybe possibly tell them you're sorry. You never got a chance to say goodbye or hello or whatever. Maybe there's something that you wanted them to know specifically about something that you did in this world. And a lot of times we will want to connect with these people for those specific reasons. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think it's really important to remember that if you're not a medium specifically, you need to sit down with a medium and connect with that person. If you're with an authentic medium, you need to connect with that person that's crossed over that you'd like to speak to, or several people may come through at the same time. That's usually what happens with me. When one family member comes through, everybody's got to be nosy. So you connect with those people and you say, listen, this person wants to connect with you and they want to stay connected to you. So can you give them some sort of a clue that you're there? And they will actually, you know, send them a message every now and again that lets them know that they are currently there with them, maybe in a port or you'll get a chill on the right or left shoulder, something to that effect, or you'll have a dream that specifically, you know, sends you a message from this person that's crossed over. But if you sit down with an authentic medium, you will get that information. Sometimes if you try to do that yourself when you aren't experienced or you haven't done it, you may get a little bit more than you bargained for, or you may get nothing at all, or you may get what you're looking for. It just depends on how much you practice, you know.
And when you practice, some people want to make that connection so desperately, they can't hear it, see it, feel it. So what do you have to say to those that are attempting a mediumship through either a development class or they want to connect on their own? What do you tell those that are desperate for that connection on unblocking themselves?
You mean in a general sense or someone specific?
Again,
that
a general
close?
Success.
In a general sense, I would say, you know, you need to be in a quiet, serene place where you can think, no background noise other than maybe outside in nature, somewhere quiet, you know, get yourself a nice cup of tea because you're going to be there a minute. Grab a paper and a pen or a pencil, and I want you to, if you're trying to connect with these people, I want you to sit and focus on what it is you're looking for. Welcome them in, but tell all the negative energy and sources that they are not welcome into your circle and that you do not desire to speak to them. And you need to just sit and do some automatic writing. When you feel these people come in, I want you, the spirits will tell you, they will give you information. They will tell you what they're looking for. They'll tell you what you need to know. And just write it down and speak it out loud as you're writing it down. You know, because that's a lot of times that just that automatic flow of information is what that spirit's trying to convey. It's very simple. It's very organic. It's a lot more simple and easier than people think it is. Sometimes people say, well, I'm not getting anything. I think a lot of times people will think a little bit too hard instead of just letting the flow happen. And forcing it is never going to work. That's just like anything else you do in your life. If you force someone to try to love you, they're not going to love you. If you force the spirit to speak, chances are the connection's going to be null and void. You've got to relax and find yourself in a very comfortable state. Like I said, you're going to be there a little while. So chances are if you sit there and relax and get yourself in sort of that beta mode, which is a level of consciousness, which is a lot that I speak about in my classes, you're going to get that psychic natural flow that comes in that you're looking for when you want to speak to spirits. So that's one of the keys. So if anybody out there doesn't know anything about our states of consciousness, I think it's important to look that up, Google, you know, what are the different levels of consciousness. It will tell you what it is. It will tell you where you are as a person when you're feeling that state of consciousness and what chances are what you're doing, what you're thinking. Are you dreaming? Are you out like a light? You know, are you drowsy? I noticed that my best readings usually happen. I'm usually yawning a lot during my readings that are really good because I am so relaxed that I'm nearly falling asleep. And I always tell my folks that sit with me, hey, listen, don't be offended if I seem to be sort of very groggy, because that's where you want me to be if you want accurate reading. And you may even fall asleep and have a dream that gives you information that you need or something that you've been wondering about or something you didn't know at all. Maybe something
so
you didn't
know. That's
very
good advice.
Right?
But that's good advice, though, allowing them to do automatic writing to unblock themselves and trying to relax, because so many people are sitting there going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come through. I want you to come through. And they just put those blockages up. So relaxing is a good way. Maybe do some stretching.
Yeah, do some stretching, sit outside, you know, relax, and then the quiet, the birds chirping, whatever the case may be. Now, I do notice in the beginning of my psychic development classes, a lot of people try to force the thought. That is not at all what you want to do. You want this to be completely organic, completely natural, completely relaxed. If nothing comes at that point, then nothing comes.
That forcing doesn't work. So it's sort of like being, sick, and then you have to try to find a restroom. It's not going to work because it's going to be a delay.
Yeah.
Someone's going to delay you.
Well, and a lot of times I'll get people like that. Like, I just try so hard to connect. I try so hard to get those pictures with ghost footage. I'm just trying so hard. And it's like, that's like trying hard to date. It just doesn't work. I mean, it's kind of like, put yourself on the dating site and just kind of have fun and laugh and see what happens. Don't force anything. Forcing does not work. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. I mean, that's funny that's a legal term that from the past and it's taboo, but it's really true. I mean, we know why the glove didn't fit. It was dried. But the point is, a natural state is where you want to be when you want to connect with your loved ones. I wanted my mom to come right through after she passed, but it didn't happen, okay? It took like 2 or 4 years. I can't remember. It took a couple of years. And then she just came. When she was ready, I needed her. I really needed her. It was kind of like the Nanny McPhee, if anyone's seen those movies. I'm not here if you want me, but I'll always be here when you need me. So I needed her at the time that she came through, and that was vital for me. Now, when my nephew passed, he had a young, strong spirit. He came through within, I think it was like 2 days. He was there in my room. I could smell the cinnamon candle. I could smell. It was so vital and important. I felt his presence. I felt like a wind go by me. And I said, oh, my God, he's here. Like, this is, you can feel it. You'll talk to people all across the world that can tell you. I mean, you know this, Melinda. You're a pro. I mean, you know. Like, people can tell you story after story. We should do like a kind of like a group where we can just all sit around and tell our stories. But I guess that's what radio station's for, right?
Live on air and free replays later on.
There you go. So I think that it's important to know that the connection will most definitely either happen or not. I mean, that's the thing. Some people come to me and say, I've never felt anything from my mom where I feel stuff from my uncle. That's just the way it is. I mean, I get people want to talk to their mom. Yeah, well, your dad's there, and he's the one doing most of the talking. Or, it's like, oh, okay, well, you get what you get. I mean, you get what you get. You summon, you ask, they come, or, they talk or they don't. And it's pretty simple. You'll find that angels and spirit guides are a lot more apt to give you information than your own family members, because that's their job. That's what they're there for. It's very fascinating. I do seance with up to 22 people. I prefer to do it in a, like at a table of 8, and but I have done it for up to 22 at a time, and I usually have another psychic on the other end if that's the case. And it's really interesting what we come up with. A lot of specifics are important. Names are important. If you bring a clothing item and I hold it, I can feel a ton. That's when I really start feeling it, because I'm, I'm a psychometrist, so I feel that it's very fascinating, but I could go on forever about that.
What is one of the first things that a deceased loved one wants to tell the loved one here in their human form? What are they wanting to tell the humans that they leave behind?
Number one thing that spirits usually want to say to the person that's here, or the person that's here wants to say to the spirit, is, I'm sorry. Hands down, first thing the person ever wants to say to you is, I'm sorry. Because there's a certain evolution that takes place after death. Okay, people think, well, we're just going into oblivion and we're going to go sit in limbo somewhere. Limbo is one thing, but, you know, when someone crosses over, it doesn't make them an angel. Like, oh, our angel's with us now. Nope, that doesn't work. An angel is an angel, and a spirit is a spirit. So that spirit evolves into something that is a learning experience for that spirit for the next lifetime. Now, a lot of people might not believe in this, but this is my philosophy and my theory. And it's a vast theory among many, that the spirit evolves in its own time by viewing, by feeling, by watching. You know, we are all electric energy. When we pass on, our electric leaves us and it goes out into the universe and explores, possibly goes into someone immediately if it's an evolved spirit. You will have spirits that aren't as evolved that must sit and watch. It's like being a good leader makes you, you have to be a good follower to be a good leader. So, you know, the more lifetimes, you know, you could go through 20 lifetimes before you've hit complete inner evolution as a person, as a whole. This is sort of a Buddhist perspective. I don't want to push that on anybody. I just want to tell you strictly that, you know, this is theories. These are theories by myself and others that believe this. But you don't hit your completion until you need absolutely nearly nothing. And that's why you'll see those monks up in the, you know, Zen palaces, or these Tibetan monks put, you know, away in their private sectors, that will sit and meditate, and you see them with no furniture, you see them with no, hardly anything, because less is really more. And so I think I went off on a tangent because I have so much to say about
okay.
the spirit world. But the first thing to say is, I'm sorry. That's the biggest word used among spirits. Sorry about that. I went off on this crazy tangent, and but
that's okay. Everybody, you're listening to Kelly Bowman. Kelly, we're going to take a short break. Everybody, we will be right back after these messages. Kelly will be taking your calls. 646-915-8066. Press 1 to get through.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Harness the magic of the fairies. Melinda's energy-charged fairy dust will bring you joy and happiness, raising your vibrations to attract positive people and positive energy. And it's quite mischievous when used in the bedroom. Melinda's energy-charged cosmic dust will remove and block negative energy from any location where you sprinkle it. Sometimes a little dust is good for you, especially if it's Melinda's energy-charged fairy dust. Get dusted with Melinda's positive energy products. Melinda's fairy dust. Harness the magic of the fairies. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives.
Hello, welcome back. For free articles or to try my magical fairy dust psychic protection kit and other products, go to psychicmelinda.com. psychicmelinda.webs.com, psychicmelinda.webs.com. There's a couple things going on wanted to let you know about. If you want to see me live in person this Friday, April 21st, I will be at Crystal Era in Elyria teaching power manifesting. Mark your calendars. I'm going to be at Lilydale Assembly two times this year. My first class is Wednesday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m. That's the Native American Lunar Calendar at Lilydale Assembly in Lilydale, New York. My second class at Lilydale this year will be Wednesday, August 23rd, 2 p.m., and that will be The Magic of the Fairies and a Fairy Walk, and you can get information at lilydaleassembly.com. I'm so excited to be back there the second year in a row and teaching two classes. Again, you can also find information at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Next Tuesday, April 25th, YouTube star and author Paige McKenzie joins us. She is going to discuss The Haunting of Sunshine Girl, Young Adults book series and YouTube series. And joining us on May 2nd will be Shadow Fox. She's going to give us an energy report and help you remove some of that icky energy you pick up. And author Margaret Ann Lembo joins us again to talk about her new deck, Mystics and Saints Oracle Deck. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the fun on-demand episodes right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest tonight is Kelly Bowman. You can learn more about her at psychickellybowman.com. Welcome back, Miss Kelly.
Hello, Melinda.
Hello, hello, hello. So where are you going to be in person if people want to see you live in person? I know you have some Gift of Lights are coming up in September and October. So where are you going to be so people can find you?
Well, I'm going, to be scheduling. Yes, right. I know I'm usually only seen at those shows, and I try not to read because I try to focus on my vendors, my readers, the people who want to come there and showcase themselves. But I do speak at the shows. I'll be in Wheeling, West Virginia at the McClure Center. We're doing a show there September 9th and 10th. That's a question mark, but I know it's for sure now because I couldn't remember the dates. I'm not good with that. And then on October 7th and 8th, I believe, we will be in Columbus, Ohio at the Franklin County Fairgrounds. Hope I can get you to do that one. That will be good in Columbus, Ohio. I am going to be scheduling some psychic development classes. I'm going to be scheduling some spirit connection classes. And I'm going to be doing some classes based on power in the mind, how the mind really works, and how to utilize it to the best of your ability in May. And I just found a center that's not far from here in Worthington, Ohio, that I can schedule those at. And I also have videos. You just go to psychickellybowman.com, and you can find the number on there. Text me, call me, you know, you can send me a message, text me just like anybody else on Facebook, and let me know what you're up to, anybody out there, what they're interested in. And I don't do Ouija boards. That's the one thing that I don't do and haven't done and won't do. That's just a personal choice. But other than that, I'm pretty free game on the metaphysical realm.
Yes. And how can they contact you to be a vendor? Why don't you tell everybody the Gift of Light Expo website?
Oh, Gift of Light, L-I-G-H-T, giftoflightexpo.com if you want to get a booth and maybe, you know, give it a try yourself, maybe try out some stuff. I would recommend that you sort of practice, you know, if you're going to do this, you're going to want to be somewhat experienced because you know this for firsthand, Melinda, and I know a lot of vendors say this, like, boy, I didn't have time to go to the restroom, much less eat my lunch today, because you're booked solid. So if people know what you do and you do it well, you will be booked. So if you're just looking to get your feet wet, you know, you want to try out some stuff for a low cost, maybe a love offering, you could do that. You can call our number at 614-430-9199. If you would like a psychic reading, you can text me or call me at 614-436-6555. That is still and was Bill Mitchell's number, my mentor that mentored me for many years in the 90s until his passing in 2008. And, you know, we can talk and figure out where you are and what you're looking to do with your gifts.
And Kelly does awesome shows. I got my start 8 years ago at Kelly's Gift of Light in Columbus. So giftoflightexpo.com for more information. Kelly, it's that time.
Why not call in
tonight?
Oh, boy,
it's that time.
Consider psychic medium Melinda Carver your own universal resource. Call in now, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Miss Kelly, are you ready for the callers that are anxiously awaiting to speak to you?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Our first
caller
is Mary. Mary is calling from Ohio and has a career question. Welcome to the show, Miss Mary.
Hi, Mary. Melinda. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. My question is in regards to career, like Melinda said. I was gracious enough to receive an opportunity at work, and I'm hoping and praying that it's a lucrative and the right decision for me to move forward with this company.
Mary, I see that it is. I'm seeing a circle, which tells me that you've come full circle in what you are supposed to do as far as your career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm seeing shapes right now. I draw when I read. I'm seeing a triangle within that circle, which tells me that you have had three major points to your career moves, and you are approaching your last career move, which I don't want to say your last and final career move, but in this chapter of your life currently, right now, you are reaching the ultimate career move. So I would go ahead with this and do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for. It's a big jump for me, and it's taking me out of my comfort zone, which is why I'm a little nervous.
Terrifying, exciting, but rewarding.
Great. That's exactly what I was hoping for. I appreciate that.
Very much luck to you. Sure.
Okay. Best wishes, Mary. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Melinda. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Catherine from New York, who also career question. Hello, Miss Catherine. You're live on air with Kelly Bowman.
Hi,
Catherine.
Yes, thank you. Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great tonight. What's your question tonight?
I was wondering if you see I have two possible investors for a project I'm working on. One is like a company who does this, and one is a friend who...
I can actually tell you already before you finish.
Okay, great.
I see one out of two working.
Okay.
I see the person who's the friend working. I see this being a tough road for you. Not necessarily saying that it is a bad road for you, but I see it being a tough road for you. There's someone else that you need to convince. What is this company that you're starting?
It's actually films. I want to get into making movies.
Okay, I saw a personal connection, okay, that takes you to where you need to go in this industry. The company that you're talking of, I don't see that panning out, but that's not a bad thing. I think this is going to give you more freedom and independence to do what you're looking to do, okay?
Okay, so go with the people who are friends.
Yes.
And go from there.
I think you'd be barking up the wrong tree and asking the wrong people to do the wrong things for you if you ended up getting these other this other company. Not trying to be negative, just trying to save you some time.
Oh, I appreciate
if you'd like to go through with that, go ahead. I just wanted to let you know that there are ways to cut time and to get you where you need to go.
Okay. I see a man
in his early 60s. He's going to actually come toward you at some point and help you with this.
Ooh.
Also,
lovely.
Do you know who this person is?
I was just going to say, I believe I do. His name starts with an M, and I'm currently speaking to him about one of his projects. Could that be him?
Yes, it is.
Oh, woohoo.
Yes. Yeah, this person is going to do good things for you, so I would go with that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So good luck to you.
Thank you,
Catherine.
I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I have the sweetest callers calling in this evening.
You do.
Sweet. Oh, our next sweet caller is Michael from California.
Hello, Michael.
Michael, dear heart, welcome back to the show. I haven't heard from you for a while. You have a question about moving for Kelly Bowman tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking to make a move. Oh, right. Well, yeah, it's and I'm in Ventura, and I'm kind of looking, you know, maybe further into L.A., maybe down Orange County, you know, so I haven't been here long, but I'm open to experiencing what California has to experience.
Good. I see this move being south, okay? You want to go south of where you are now. That's what I'm seeing for you. I think it's going to be a good fresh start. I think that you're – are you looking to buy a house or something, or
not
are you
buy
checking
yet,
prices?
Say again? Yeah, I've
are
always
checking,
been
are
on
you
Craigslist.
Checking prices on something, or
– Yeah, I was looking at Long Beach, which is just south of, like, Santa Monica, and kind of right on the edge of Orange County, and then also in between maybe Malibu and Santa Monica – because my business partner lives north of Malibu on a venture that we're just launching, so I don't know how important being close to him is, because, again, we can always use the phone and everything like that.
Right. I saw the move being south, in California south. I see there being palm trees there. Of course, that's a given. I also see the business that you're doing with your friend will pan out, but then I saw you starting an additional business in 3 years. I am also picking up on the fact that when you move, I think that the choice Malibu is going to be your best bet, and I see the numbers 538. I don't know what that means, but 538, those are very important numbers for you in that order. And I also saw that the Malibu is a really important and good choice because not only is it going to be near where your friend is that you're going to be working with, but you're also going to be working in a future business there as well. There's going to be something that's going to trip your trigger as far as price is concerned and living quarters. You're going to find something real sweet. So it's going to work out for you there.
Wow. Awesome. Because it's
sure.
always been kind of since I moved to the area on my mind in that area. But yeah. Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. That's going to be a sweet area for you. And you're not only going to have the social life that you want, but you're also going to have the professional life as well.
Wonderful. Because that's the tricky thing being from the Midwest. And living here in California. I mean, people are flakes. And
they are different.
You know,
it's like that everywhere, you know, Michael. It's like that everywhere. We have to adapt to these different people. But I saw Malibu being a real sweet spot for you. I keep hearing the words sweet spot because that's going to be something where not only it's going to work out for you, but people are actually going to be nicer people. So that's a good thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck
Michael.
To you in Malibu.
Thank you.
Michael, before you go, you have to move south so that I could come on my book tour. I could, when I hit L.A. in the Malibu area, I could come and meet my very favorite, one of my very favorite listeners who calls in occasionally.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
be happy to.
That's
yeah.
Great. Well,
same
I want
to
come with
plug.
You because
positive,
I need a vacation.
Well,
Melinda,
I
need a vacation.
Detroit, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit.
And you have
to
take care of the Cleveland girl here, you know? And
right.
Kelly's from Columbus.
Exactly.
Next door neighbor, practically.
The great thing about Ohio is Cedar Point.
That's right. I love Cedar Point. Coaster parks are great. Yeah, include me in on that. I need a vacation already.
Right? Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Michael,
well,
for calling.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm sure my studio apartment will be perfect for all three of us.
Okay.
Fun.
Thanks.
As long as the bathroom's clean, Michael, I don't care what I sleep on. Poor guy. I don't know if he can handle two mediums at once. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
If you want your own reading with Psychic Kelly Bowman, you can go to her website, Psychic Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Bowman, BOWMAN.com. And my new book is called Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life. It's available for pre-order on Barnes & Noble or the lovely Amazon. It comes out May 28th. I have to put that out there. So, Miss Kelly, are you ready for another caller? The lines are filling up.
I am.
Speak to you today. So we went from Ohio to New York, then we went out to the West Coast, and now we have Victoria from Connecticut about love. Hello, Victoria. You're on air with Kelly Bowman.
Hello,
hi,
Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you about my love life. I just wanted to ask, do you see Jeff coming back into my life?
Jeff?
Yes.
Is Jeff just a friend?
He was someone Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's someone who I used to date.
The reason I ask if Jeff is a friend is because I see Jeff coming back into your life as a friend. The question you have to ask yourself is, if Jeff comes into my life as a friend, is that going to be worth it to me? Is that going to be enough for me? Because I see someone else coming through for you, somebody else that doesn't make you feel so obsessed with them. I have a feeling that there was a tiny bit of, I don't want to use dysfunction at all with that relationship, but I do see a little bit of abnormal there because, I saw there being something that wasn't quite right with that relationship. Was there someone else, like a third party in that?
Not that I know of. Not when we were seeing each other, I don't think.
Okay, because I'm seeing something that's not quite on point with relationship. It feels off to me, and it feels like he's going to be coming back into your life as a friend. So that's the question you have to ask yourself. Do I want this as a friend? Am I willing to do this? That's something that you have to decide, you know. May I ask why you broke up?
Well, he actually moved for a job promotion to California. So then that kind of made things difficult for us. We were talking and still in touch when he had initially moved, but then this past December we kind of hit a wall, I guess.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if
you know, I don't
he
know.
Hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten about you, but he's seeing things with a realistic view, and he just,
yeah,
he sort of wants to move on. Yeah. No reflection
thank you for
on
calling
you in any way.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Victoria. Kelly Bowman.
Thank you, Victoria.
You can learn more about her at psychickellybowman.com or giftoflightexpo.com. Kelly, we're going to go all the way down to Georgia, and this is Maddie. Maddie,
hi.
Welcome to the show. You're live on air with Kelly Bowman.
Hi,
Georgia.
How
all
are
right.
you tonight?
Well, I'm good. How are you, Maddie?
I like where you are.
What's that?
I said, how are you tonight? And I said, maybe it's perhaps it's daylight where you are. I don't know where you're calling from, where you are now.
I'm in Ohio, where Melinda is. It's almost 10 o'clock at night, and it's beautiful, beautiful spring night out.
Oh, the same here in Georgia. Nice and
warm. I want to go to Savannah. Are you from? Have you been to Savannah?
I have.
It's beautiful there. Beautiful.
It's a pretty city.
That's where I'd like to visit there.
Well, you should.
I would.
I've been there more than twice, but it's a pretty city.
I hear it's hot. What's your question?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's near Florida. It's not that far from Jacksonville.
Right.
But, I guess no place is perfect.
Hey, Maddie, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were you having tax issues?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you picked it up, yes. Not tax issues, but I transferred something over to my daughter's name for 2 years, and she had a tax done yesterday. So I asked her, could I have my statements back? And she refused to give them to me.
Yeah,
and
I saw there being an issue there with your taxes. That's going to come up. I'm just letting you know. That's what I thought I'd ask. So.
Okay, yes. Well, that's what it is. I transferred some stocks in her name, and so she had to file taxes because of the dividend, and so tonight I asked her, could I have my statements back? And she just refused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they are. I said, you just brought them home a few hours ago. Where are they? I don't know where they are. And so I don't know what she has up her sleeve.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, I'm a little bit concerned about the trust issues there. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was that part of your question? What's your question?
Yeah, that was part of my question. Yes, because I think what it is that now that it's in her name and she has the statement, she can do all the investigation that she wants.
Well, and there's a guy that's doing something and, like, encouraging her to
Thank
do
you.
It.
Thank you. And I told her tonight, I pray for you. And she said, you don't have to pray for me. I said, but you need a prayer because he's got her dangling on a string.
Well, you better be worried because that's your child, but I'd hate to think that your child is going to betray you.
You have a feeling that that's what's going to happen?
I feel something there, I'm telling you. That's why I asked.
And he's whispering those things in her ear?
Yep.
I knew it. So
he's all about money, and she's listening.
And she's
she
listening.
Wants to please him.
She wants to believe him.
She wants to please him. Please him. Make him happy. She wants to make him approve.
Oh, my. So what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to call up those companies and have it transferred back into my name.
How are you going to do that? Doesn't she have to do that?
Well, I'm gonna pretend that I'm the mother and I know all the information, so I'm just gonna pretend that I'm her.
There you go. You know what? I hate to say this.
I hate to say this, but that's the smartest thing you could do.
Yeah, I think so.
And if anybody says anything to you, here's what I want you to do, okay? I want everyone to listen to this, the whole world. Let's listen. when they say, you can't, you know, you changed it back in. No, I didn't. She falsely changed it into her name. I never changed it into her name. She did that. So you go ahead and claim that she did the same thing. If they say anything about you doing this, do you hear me?
Okay. Okay. So she did that. I didn't do that. She did that. Yeah. Okay.
She did that. I never changed it over. And then you look at her and you say, listen, I love you, but I'm your mother and I need to be able to trust you. And I don't feel like I can. So, and you don't say anything to her until it all comes out. Because she won't even know that you've done it forever. She's not paying attention. She's just looking for instant gratification. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I think
it's
you do.
It's coming through loud and clear.
yes, because I feel
she's looking for instant, like something instant, and that's going to happen, and then you're going to eventually, when it comes back around full circle, she'll be like, what did you do? You need to tell them, do not take any more calls from my daughter. Do not take any more
calls.
Do not
from
have
my
any
daughter.
More contact with my child. After
okay.
you switch it over, give it a little bit of time, but you need to call them and say somebody's trying to have identity theft. I just want to make sure that nobody's going to mess with my stuff. Because let me tell you something. What you did was smart. You just did it with the wrong person.
I sure did. Oh, God, I did. Being my daughter, I thought I could trust her. But now I know that she has issues.
It's not really your daughter that you can't trust. It's your daughter's gullible, and she's listening to him. And he's a money-grubbing pig.
Wow.
And you need to watch out for him. And don't say anything, though. This is our secret. You have to keep this a secret. Your daughter doesn't listen to this show, does she?
No, she doesn't with you. No, she doesn't.
Well,
yeah,
with
in
that,
fact, he's I always kind of felt like he was a devil in disguise.
Yeah, he's shady.
Listen to your intuition. With that, Maddie, we have to say goodbye because we're out of time. Good luck to you, Maddie. Kelly, awesome readings tonight. Way to go.
Oh, thanks, Melinda.
Getting into the nitty-gritty, and you blew Maddie's mind when you told her she had tax issues because she didn't tell me why she was calling. She just said something else, so there was your something else, Maddie, all for you. Kelly Bowman, everybody, psychickellybowman.com if you want to schedule your own private reading with her on the phone. Kelly, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
Thanks, Melinda. I really appreciate you having me always, and I love your work.
I love you,
I
too.
I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it and glad you came back on. And much success to you with the newest location, Gift of Light Expo in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Thanks, Melinda.
And I look forward to talking to you soon. You have a great night, Kelly.
Okay, you too, Melinda. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Kelly Bowman, psychickellybowman.com for more information. We ran out of time. I'll see you next Tuesday with YouTube star and author Paige McKenzie from the Haunting of Sunshine Girl series. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. And we're going to close the show out with Wise Winds by Paulina Cassidy. You can learn more about Paulina at Paulina, P-A-U-L-I-N-A.ws. Good night, everybody.